For Philippine Coast Guard personnel, this has become a daily routine. Heading out to sea, to contain the spread of industrial fuel, it's been leaking from a tanker that capsized on February the 28th.
We're spraying basically the oil sheens so that it will be disturbed and the environment will take its effect.
The empty Princess Empress was carrying more than 900,000 liters of unrefined fuel when it went down. Private contractors are working in tandem with the Coast Guard, deploying booms, temporary floating barriers, and collecting oil with skimmers.
You can see that shiny stretch over there. It's about a kilometer and a half. That's the oil that's spilling out from the tanker at the moment. Now, at the end of that stretch was where the sunken tanker was found, about 400 meters down at the bottom of the sea.
Authorities say the spill is largely under control and that a siphoning ship has been hired to finish the job.
It will suck all the possible or remaining oil on board.
Until then, however, coastal communities are worried about a bigger disaster.
Tagas lang to. Tagas lang sir yan. Hindi pa yan po yan yung totaling...
These are just from leaks. We may not have seen the worst of the oil spill. We don't know when the ship's container bulbs might blow wide open.
The local government of Pola, the town where most of the oil had washed ashore, says coral reefs have been damaged. It intends to take legal action.
Once the oil reaches the corals, it will take years, 10, 20 years, for the corals to be clean again. And the corals and also the mangroves are the breeding areas of the fish. So how can the fish breed in that area, in our province, if the corals, if their breeding areas are silted with oil?
For now, fishermen are getting by, earning money in exchange for removing oil from the beaches. But they don't want to just get by, they say. They want to thrive. And they don't know any other way of life but fishing. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Oriental Mindoro, the Philippines.